Doug.
Rich.
It's someone's birthday today.
Is it someone? It's that motherfucker, isn't it?
Is the biggest waste of fucking cum that ever existed.
Yep, he would have been better off wasted as a back shot rather than left in. That's, I think it would have been more enjoyable if he was left on as a back shot.
100%. I mean, that's right. It is Joe's birthday today. And for Joe's birthday, his favourite podcast, 20 and Go, has done Joe's favourite thing that he's always dreamed of. Joe, I know you're thinking, what the fuck is it? What the fuck is it? Joe, welcome to your comedy roast birthday podcast. You are about to get roasted like a motherfucker. Isn't he, Dunk?
He is, absolutely. We've lined up the creme de la creme of roasters in Joe's life to roast this motherfucker raw.
I mean, he's going to be sore for days. I hope he's got some fucking cream, because he's going to need it. Are we going in dry? Or are we, like, you know, losing
spit on him first.
Should we give him some butter?
I reckon you should spit on him.
I can spit on him.
It's how his mum likes it.
Just for other listeners, this is a comedy roast. Please don't take offence to the countless horrible things that are about to be said. If you're easily offended, please just skip this episode. Alright, so...
Yeah, this is for Joe, or anyone whose birthday today is called Joe.
Now, the first person I asked was weak. I asked the lovely South African Nina to roast Joe for his comedy birthday roast. And this is what I got, Dunk.
Oh my gosh, Raz, I don't think I can. I'm physically, it like pains me physically to be horrible to people, even when it's like, even when it's in jest. And Joe's lovely and sweet, and he's like a little bit ADHD, but I mean, who the fuck isn't? Let me think about it. I honestly don't think I can. It's already making me feel stressed. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me think about it.
Fucking hell.
A little bit ADHD.
Does she fucking know who she's fucking talking about?
She's talking to the most anally retentive person in your life.
It's fucking insane. I couldn't believe it, Dunk. I mean, that was just not good enough.
He's lovely and he's sweet. Not going to go in on him. This is a roast, people.
I know, right? So then I went, all right, let me try Mary. Let's see. Mary knows Joe. She's worked with him for a long time. She's known him for like 7-8 years now. Surely she can roast him. So let's listen to Mary.
Hey, Joe, I couldn't do it. I didn't have it in me to roast you. I know you would have enjoyed it, but I just want to be the kind one that wishes you a happy birthday and hope that you're going to have a really good year and enjoy everything that happens.
She actually said she wants to spit roast you.
I mean, shocking. Shocking.
Fucking hell. So we're two for two. Failures to roast
fucking,
Joe.
This guy, for his birthday, just wants to be fucking roasted. He's fucking opening up. He's bending over. He's opened ass wide up. And he's like, come on, just fucking put it in there. And these motherfuckers can't do it.
Jeez. This has just become really wholesome and like, he's so nice, he's so lovely,
he's really amazing. Not. He's really not. They don't know him.
No, he's not. He's a cunt.
So you know what I did? I went to someone who fucking knows him. Someone who really fucking knows him more than me, more than anyone on this planet.
Is it Mark?
It is Mark. It's the smart one. The fucking...
I haven't heard the smart one's voice in so long.
Fucking the one in the family who fucking actually fucking knows shit, all right? The one that his parents aren't ashamed of and didn't try to give away at every opportunity possible. So let's listen to the golden child and hear what the golden child thinks of his big brother.
All right, let's get going with a roast of my brother Joe. Joe... I love you, man, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet. My brother, the legendary Joe. Let's start with his timing and punctuality. Joe's always moving fast and in a rush, but he never arrives on time. If being late was an Olympic sport, Joe would have a gold medal. He always intends to arrive on time. He's never late on purpose. And when he wants to be fast, he can be the fastest. He moves like he's on a mission. It's just that The mission is always to arrive late. Let's call it an ADHD superpower. He's not running late. He's just operating on his own time zone. Now, that time zone stretches out to keeping up with what's happening in the world. Joe's so out of touch with global affairs, I once caught him asking if Brexit was a new brand of breakfast cereal. But fear not, because when it comes to achieving superhero-level quick anger, Joe is the undisputed champion. His temper flares up faster than the arsehole that just cut him off on the motorway. He gets so hot under the collar, you'd think his car just turned into a mobile sauna. My brother, the legendary Joe, the real estate Casanova. Joe has this amazing talent for co-owning houses with ex-girlfriends. It's like he's trying to set a Guinness World Record for the most awkward roommate situation. I guess he has his own dating system that he's really committed to, called the Love, Lease and Leave program. In conclusion, we salute Joe, the house-buying heartbreaker, the speedster who's always late, the man who's as clueless about current affairs as a goldfish, and the incredible Hulk of road rage. Here's to you, brother. May your real estate saga have a happy ending, and may your next move be as swift as your temper.
Oh, fucking hell.
He fucking nailed it.
He nailed it, bro. That guy. That's all we need. That guy. See, that's why he's the smart one, Dunk. That's why he's the fucking smart one.
Mark is the gold standard. That is... Oh. That's fantastic.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how much more successful my fucking podcast would be if it was with Mark instead of Joe? Fucking...
I think any of your podcasts, mate.
Oh, fucking golden boy there, man, with a fucking solid one. Oh, my. Mm.
That is the dream roast. That is perfect.
That was fucking pitch perfect. So, all right, Mark's done well, man. He's my favourite so far. So, let's see. Let's see how... Joe's work thinks of him, and I specifically got the funniest person I could find at work, which happens to be Amanda, and I asked Amanda to send us her roast for Joe. I'm looking forward to this. Okay.
Hey, Joe. Happy birthday. Firstly, I hope you appreciate this because you know how much I fucking hate voice notes. But here I am, take 25. Anyway, back to your birthday roast. I can't believe that you're going to be 37 this year. I was gobsmacked when you told me the other day. Sometimes I look across the workroom and I think to myself, who in their right mind would allow this man-child to be assistant head of a school? And then I remember we work in a special needs school, so it's, you know, sort of equal opportunities for all, regardless of their need or some bullshit like that. So you go, buddy. Good for you. When I was telling people that it was going to be your birthday soon, everyone's like, oh, I love Joe. Oh, he's so nice. He's such a nice guy. He's so kind. And I was like, oh, come on, Joe. Grow some balls. Say no once in a while. When you was having a moan in the workroom the other day and you were telling yourself off because you was having a whinge about somebody, it was causing you actual pain to say something not nice about somebody. As those words were coming out of your mouth, they were causing you serious harm. Similar sort of pain I feel when I'm watching you put up a display board, in fact, so now you know how that feels. I don't even know where to begin with your weird fucking hat collection or the way you swig children's cough medicine while sitting at your desk. But I do really enjoy hearing the details of your bowel movements every day. You know, one before work, one about 8:15, sort of when the meeting starts. Sometimes up to 5 a day. Maybe we could progress to photos or descriptions, you know, as our friendship grows. Anyway, I'm sorry this isn't longer or better, but I was trying to channel your motto of don't fuck about, just get the job done. God, thinking about it, I really hope for your girlfriend's sake that you're not like that in bed too. Anyway, have a lovely birthday. Oh, and one last thing. Roger.
Oh, Dunk, I don't. If you ever wanted to know what people at work think of Joe, now you know.
It sounds like people at work want to peg Joe in the stationery supply cupboard. Like, that is a woman who has been tracking Joe's actions at work far too closely.
I mean, Joe does talk about how much he shits at work quite a lot. Quite a lot. I mean,
I believe it, though. I believe it.
Honestly, right? I'm the one with Crohn's disease. Every fucking morning, Joe, especially Monday, right? He'll take a shit at his house in the morning before he comes and picks me up. And then he'll fucking come into my house and shit in my toilet. And then, on the fucking way, he's about to literally shit himself after already taking two shits.
And oh, fucking... we've heard from your other podcast how much Joe's pinching it when he's driving along to work.
Fucking gets to work and does another fucking two shits in the morning. This motherfucker, there is something wrong with him. I'm 100% sure there's fucking something wrong with him. Oh my fuck. All right. So we've gone from work, we've gone to the family, we've gone to work. Why don't we go to old school friends, Dunk? What do you think?
Oh, I reckon there's going to be a lot of skeletons that we're going to get unearthed in these contributions.
I mean, I thought I'd find the funniest old school friend he had. And apart from me, this guy I would say is much more funnier than me. He is an enigma. He is a man. He is a myth. He is a legend. He lives his own life. There's no one that can stop him doing what he does. His name is Ryan Biggs. And this is Ryan Biggs' roast for Joe.
I just want to say happy birthday. Hope you're having a good day. I just want to say some kind words, really. You're the most funny, handsome, kind friend could have asked for, really. Great guitarist, songwriter, talented musician. It's been a real pleasure and honour to have been your friend all these years. And hope that continues for a long time. I love you and I miss you. I'll see you soon, Rich. Oh, it's not Rich, it's that fucking cunt, Joe. Oh, I fucking hate you, Joe, with your fucking stupid blonde hair and your blue eyes. You were Hitler love, but even he would have fucking hated you. Cunt. Also, I can't believe you got a job in a school, given your likeness to Jimmy Savile, and I'm not just talking about the hair. You know, not just the hair. You should be signing a register at a police station on a Tuesday morning, not in a school. Honestly, Joe. You're the fucking worst person I've ever met in my life. And I've been waiting for this day. I've been waiting for this day, you fucking piece of shit. Anyway, all jokes apart. I love you. Hope you have a good day. Yeah. And also, I've not forgiven you for having me in fucking Virgin Megastore 15 years ago, however long it was. Fucking testing SGs because you love that fucking shit band In Me. Oh, that you actually do have the worst taste in music. All jokes apart, that's just a fact. That's just a fact. You know, I love you, and you're not that much of a cunt. Well, you are. Bye bye.
Oh fuck. Oh shit. Dunk.
It's another former podcaster, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Fucking going right.
Biggs. Right. I haven't fucking heard Biggs in ages. He loves you.
I mean, who doesn't love me? Let's be honest.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my face actually hurts from that one. Fucking hell. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. All right. So, yeah, we've gathered that what Joe's school friends think of him. And basically, he's a complete and utter cunt with the worst taste in music ever. In Me are shit. He's right. No one can understand why Joe thinks In Me are good. All right, so we've got to delve into someone now. Someone who's known Joe for a while from a distance. But Joe keeps coming back for his podcast and keeps saying he wants to be on this person's podcast. And Dunk keeps trying to say no. Dunk keeps trying to say no, but Joe doesn't listen to no, Dunk. He doesn't seem to understand what no. Like, we've tried to tell him for years, no means no.
This is the problem with Jimmy Savile. Someone never told him no.
Are you ready, Dunk? I'm going to play yours.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I hear it's your birthday, mate. You have a type of cunt who looks so fucking good that they could easily do like the L'Oreal fucking adverts. Your hair's amazing all the time, whether it's long, whether it's short. You know this motherfucker's using fucking conditioner every time. It's just, and he's leaving it in for the full 5 minutes. He's not just putting it in and washing it off. He's also the type of guy that his mum gets asked a question of like, which is her favourite son?
Yep.
You know she means him. You know she means him, right? Oh, he's so good looking. Nice. He can have a pick of everybody. He's the type of guy who's so courteous that he'd hold the door open for someone. He'd pull the chair out for someone when they go to a restaurant. He's paying the bills. He's just such a nice guy. And he's also the type of guy that I'd quite like as like a brotherly figure. You know, I do a big poo. I'm very proud of this wonderful colon snake that's come out, and it's massive, and it's, you know, it's breached water. He's the type of guy that I want to send a picture to just so he can say, good job, man. Like, give you a pat on the back.
He would.
You know full well that he does everything to the max, like above and beyond what his standard expectations of his life are. So he'll go into work and he'll stay extra. Not because he's getting paid more, but because he's, you know, because he loves to go the extra yard. He loves to say yes to everything. Joe very much likes to go the extra mile. And, boom. Roasted.
Dunk, you're too nice.
You have no idea how much I hate listening to that.
You're too nice.
Oh, I thought everyone else was going to go in way harder. So I was like, I'm going to give him a nice little sort of low ball, gentle free ball of just like, yeah, you know what? Joe's an alright guy. No, he's not. He's a cunt. He asks me regularly for pictures of my poo, and it's quite weird. And the reason why I said he says yes to everything is because you tell him no, and he just won't fucking listen.
My favourite thing is the consistent thing we've got from this podcast is, one, people are saying that Joe's a yes man who says yes to everyone, which is not good to know about yourself. And two, everyone's called him a cunt.
I'm looking forward to when Joe becomes like head teacher or something, because yes men at head teacher level is just, that's going to be chaos.
Oh, fuck.
That's unbridled chaos. Oh,
okay. We got one more left, Dunk. One more left.
Oh, this one's surely got to be like the biggest one, right?
Well, we'll see. Unfortunately, Joe's missus was unavailable because she blocked me. I don't have her number.
what about his ex-missus?
I mean, she's definitely available, but I don't want psycho all over me. So Joe knows how to pick him. Now let's go to his best friend. You know, we're not brothers by the same mother, but we're brothers who chose each other. We're brothers that decided, look, we have actual brothers, but let's fuck our brothers. Let's fuck each other instead. And I know this guy. I've known this guy for a long time. Probably 30 years. I can't even fucking remember. Maybe it's 32. I don't know. Maybe it's 31. I don't fucking know. Joe knows. I don't fucking know. So these are my thoughts on the human that is Joe.
Well. If it isn't that fucking slow Joe's birthday. That's right, Joe. For years, everyone behind your back has called you Slow Joe because they know just how fucking retarded you are, bruv. Somehow you've made it this far. We're not quite sure. I thought you would have died years ago. You know, the dumb shit that you do. The level of dumbness that you have, it always amazes me. I'm pretty sure in the Guinness World Book of Records, there is a record for the dumbest human that ever existed. And first is your mum for giving birth to you. Second is you. So I was thinking about this, right? And I thought, the only reason Joe's able to ever get laid is because he only dates women who don't speak the same language as him. because if they fucking heard him talk, they'd fucking think, this guy is so dumb, I don't want his dick anywhere near me. I don't want to recreate with that fucking creature. What a fucking mess. So, you know, these poor women. These complete poor women. I was also thinking about this deeply. And I was trying to think about why your dad hates you. And I think I know why your dad hates you. I think I know exactly why your dad hates you, Joe. It's because you are the least Greek Cypriot-looking child, right, there is. So clearly, clearly, Joe, you are actually from Sweden. Your mum went there on a vacay, had a gangbang with all these different Swedish guys. No one actually knows who your dad is, Joe. No one knows, because if they found out, they would put them to the death penalty for bringing such a horrible creature into this world. Listen, this guy Joe, he's so evil that he used to flash his teachers when he was in school and lock them in rooms. I mean, listen, if that doesn't say this guy needs to fucking be put away, I don't fucking know what does. You know, I mean, fucking hell. And I don't know about you, but like, has anyone else ever seen a grown man beat the living shit out of his legs like he's beating his dick senseless? Because that is what Joe fucking does regularly. I mean, this guy fucking didn't even realise he fucking had ADHD, for fuck's sake. Even though he fucking bounces off the walls more than fucking Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Fucking hell. How the fuck have you made it to 37, you dumb fuck? Fuck. Happy birthday, prick.
And there you go, Joe. That's what everyone thinks of you.
You dumb motherfucker. Son of a fucking milkman.
Hey, Joe. It's your birthday, you dumb cunt. Hey, Dunk, I think this is the podcast that gets us cancelled.
Yeah. I think after this, we should release the Ezra Miller podcast for a bit of a redemption.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday.
Flashing teachers. I mean, was this at 17? This was him. On the cusp of his 18th birthday, locking teachers in a room and flashing them.
It was younger than that. But yeah. Oh shit. All right. Hopefully he hasn't crashed whilst listening to this in the car. If so, RIP, Joe. RIP.
Can you say, I love you, Uncle Joe?
I love you, Uncle Joe.
Oh, thank you.
It's a fishing rod. Onto his poopy head. Don't say onto his poopy head.